nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fun Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access to more deals around Winnipeg.
Hi, folks. We're just setting up the mics here. Good morning. Good morning, Al.
Good morning, Debbie. And it's happy Friday, and it's my first day for Fun Drive.
Friday the 13th, a lucky day for us, right?
It is. Friday the 13th. Send a lot of $130 gifts. $130 preferably, but we'll take $13 as well. It is Fun Drive. And
and you're listening to Active Voice? Not Active Voice. You're listening to, that's my default. To Hope Alley.
Hope Alley of No Fixed Address Show. We kind of just changed that a while ago. But if you like advocacy radio, that's what we are and that's what we do. And I know some of you listening because I get your emails and I get messages when they phone in from time to time, and it's always grateful to hear those. But now it's kind of, I know you've been pitched over and over and over again, but I know I have some loyal listeners, and if you haven't donated yet this year, well, it's time. And Debbie, what?
Well, and it's a beautiful day in Winnipeg. It's gorgeous out, right? -4 degrees
yes.
At the Forks. And what does it say here at the University of Winnipeg? At the University of Winnipeg, it's only -1.
-1.
And it doesn't feel any colder than that because we really have virtually no wind today. Mm. So it's a lovely day out there. I had to wear sunglasses coming in today.
I wear sunglasses very, very, very seldom because the light doesn't get into my eyes as well as it should. Just when I want to look cool, I wear sunglasses. folks, I know that a lot of you have been with us for years, and you know that every donation you make over $35, you get something with that, and also a tax receipt.
Either a tax receipt or an incentive. Okay. Either you get to choose. You get to choose.
Would you like to read the levels, Debbie?
Sure. Yeah. Well, let's just talk about the Friends card,
sure,
for
yeah,
example.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, for a simple donation of $35, we send you a Friends card, and you can get money off at all sorts of participating businesses. For example, you can get stuff from Ida Bakery Worker Co-op or another co-op, which is the Organic Planet. Both of those are great co-ops that you can get discounts at. What else appeals to you in there? I know you can go bowling.
Yeah, and get records into the music. Wild Planet, which is... That's food. Isn't that not pierogi stuff?
So that there's different categories
music,
here. There's,
right.
there's music and there's...
Food and drink. You get Ida Bakery, like you said. Elements, which is part of the University of Winnipeg here. And
yeah, that's right. They have a discount there. So
Food is really good. Market pubs. You get discounts at pubs. And so and Park Theater even, which is a really good venue. So there's lots to take... that lots of prizes that you can actually
look at. And why
at.
Would what people want to send in that $35 to support this station, well, CKUW 95.9 FM?
Well, because, you know, I have the privilege of talking to my guests here for a good 40 minutes on any particular subject. How often can you get a politician on air or somebody and have a good, solid conversation for 40 minutes? I've been on CGOB. I've been on... CBC with Marcy and CGB with Hal and all the other people there. But, you know, on a good day, I'll get 7 minutes, maybe. You know, generally speaking, 2 or 3 minutes. Here, we can examine different aspects of the guests' work in the community or guests or aspects of the advocacy that they do or whatever subject it is. And we can delve into it in a pretty deep fashion, because we can go 40 minutes and give the person an opportunity to talk about what they do and draw more interest to their work. I think that's a real privilege. Also, you know, commercial advertisers who might mandate what we can and cannot talk about. And so as long as I think the word is, it don't swear and tell the truth. And if we're doing those things, we're okay here. And so it's really important that, you know, I've been on for 9 years now. Rob tells me you're right there. And it's a privilege to have the voice to be able to talk about things and have really important guests on, and that we try to have on every week, from lived experience people to politicians to community supports and leaders. And I think, you know, we do a pretty decent job of getting those folks on. Debbie.
Yeah, so community radio is really important to our community here and our listeners. We really value, actually, it's listener-driven radio, right? Mm-hmm. So we get feedback from listeners, and then we act on that feedback, right?
We do, absolutely. And, you know, I'll not say every show, but a lot of shows, I'll get emails back on the subject that we had. Mm-hmm. And I know people are listening. That's a gratifying thing, that people are actually listening. And, you know, it was really funny the other day when we had a guest not show up. I received emails, oh, I felt so sorry for you for having to kill that hour. But, you know, that's part of radio. That's part of community radio. And, you know, and a good thing is the guests that we've had on, I just have a list in front of me of some of the ones that we've had. And we'll go over those later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
But, yeah, so you can call in right now because there are folks manning the phones for us. And you know what, Al? Mm-hmm. I made up a song to help me remember the phone.
Okay.
So,
sing away.
Call 204-774-6877.
All right, Debbie.
And that helps me remember it. I just sing it while I'm walking down the street.
Yeah.
So, or you can go online.
You have a feature in radio.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Or you can go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca. And like we said, a pledge of $35 will get you a Friends card. A pledge of $75 gets you this wonderful T-shirt, this wonderful T-shirt this year. And I know a lot of people like to collect the T-shirts. This one is by artist Natalie Mark, a local Winnipeg Treaty One illustrator.
Okay.
And you can go online to see Natalie's comics, nataliemark.ca, N-A-T-A-L-I-E-M-A-R-K.ca. But if you go to the fundrive.ckuw.ca, you will see the T-shirt. It's a lovely one this year. So
awesome.
$75 gets you that and the Friends card.
And I'm not sure if we're supposed to mention it or not, but I think it could help, is that tonight there's an event for radio.
We'll definitely plug that. So, yeah, tonight at 633 Portage Avenue,
which
it's called Public Domain now.
Which used to be Goodwill.
Yeah, right. Public Domain. The doors open at 7. The show starts at 8. The artists are Cookie Delicious, Cola Pop, and Forestine. Tickets are $15 at the door, so take your date. It's Valentine's Day tomorrow.
It is, too.
So take your date to the show tonight. Help CKUW and have a wonderful time.
Awesome. Every cent helps, and you know, all the money for the show tonight will come to the station, because we need support. We're about halfway there, halfway through.
Yeah, we'll talk about funding levels there. But we
need your help in a big way.
Do you want to thank the people who've already donated?
Absolutely. I was going to do that soon.
Okay.
Thanks for the reminder.
Now a good time.
That was a good time. Thanks for the reminder. Okay, we have a guest who was on the show a few weeks ago. Adam donated. Joanna, who I do not know, donated as well. And my good friend and producer, Debbie, who always donates. And, I couldn't do the show without her and without her support. And, we've kind of become a team here for, I don't know, maybe 5 years now, 4 years, something like that. I don't know. But it's been a fun ride. And we're just going to stop for a quick music break. We give you a time to dig into your wallet or your credit card and phone that number in.
Phone the number 204-774-6877 or fundrive.ckuw.ca online.
Whatever works the best for you. Stay tuned, hang in there, and we'll be right back.
It's the heavy lifting of the soul. It's when to rock and when to roll. All the senses here combined to tell me to pay attention to the news, to talk show headlines with the clues of how to be and how to stay courageous. Tell me, night has come, and love has come for me. Oh, love has come for me, has come for me. To all the parts that kept me safe, to all that led me to the place where let it lie. I thank you by my maker's hand, knowing what I did not know, that I might stand here willing to receive it. Sympathetic thought, the kind of thing that tears the walls down. Oh.
Hey, folks, that was Rain Hamilton, a local artist. We'd like to produce or, pardon me, promote local artists as much as we can at CQW. It is, what is the temperature, Debbie?
So it's a lovely, at here at University of Winnipeg, it's a lovely minus one. Down at the Forks, they're saying minus three, but same difference.
Yeah, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FMU community radio station right here at the University of Winnipeg. Sorry, I'm tripping over my tongue here. Yeah, we've had a good number of guests on this year, and over the years we've had some really remarkable people, like even like our mayor and Leah Gazan, who shows up every year to do her to come on the show, and her and I become close friends.
Yeah, one of her main efforts, she does so many things in the community, yes. but is a guaranteed minimum income.
Yes,
right.
It's so much needed in the country right now, with inflation, of course, being hard to buy, and housing being really expensive. We need a guaranteed minimum income, but there's so much resistance to that. And we just got to keep fighting for it. And, when Leah and Osama Azaguera, our health minister, have their barbecues in Central Park, I generally go out there and I sit at the minimum income table and hand out literature and talk about a guaranteed minimum income. It's, she's such a champion for that.
That
cause.
Would go such a long way to helping housing people who are on the very, very low end of the scale, right?
Exactly. And, it's worked. We had a program out, the Shire government back in the 70s did a study and had a guaranteed minimum income for Dauphin, the city of Dauphin.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the government changed, the program went away. Same thing.
People did all things in that Dauphin project. Like they went back to school,
yep.
they did more education, they got because they had enough money to have their kids go to daycare, right?
The economy was raised because people were spending money.
Exactly.
That they did not have before.
Yes.
And same thing in Ontario. They had a really great program. It was really successful in several cities. They did. And then the Ford government came in and canceled it there as well. And again, what it also does is it enables people and helps them move forward. And enabling people, for me, is one of the prime things in the work I do, is we can find programs that enable people to move forward. They need to build confidence, because living in poverty just saps all your confidence away. And you get stuck on this hamster wheel and go nowhere. And you get zapped of every single piece of yourself, and being able to work and to actually make an income that you does not leave you stuck in your position is really, really a really important thing. And I know from my experience of living in poverty for 4.5 years on welfare that it's just horrible. And unless you get help, because you cannot get out without help, but a minimum income would certainly, people could take jobs. As a personal whopper, I could not take a job because I needed, say, 3 weeks.
Because they claw it back, right?
Yeah, also 3 weeks of grocery money would go into a bus fare, going back to work, so I could not take jobs. I had a number of jobs I was accepted to, and I just couldn't take them. But it's, so we have people like Leah on the show and talking about things like minimum income. I mean, our show was a vehicle for that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And not many shows like this around, so we kind of have to...
I don't think there's another show like
you
this.
You have
around.
To stick with it and keep going and keep that microphone in front of our faces. So we can. Every once in a while, I get to thinking, okay, this is my last year, this is my last 6 months, but then I just can't quit. So, but do you have something you want to read there, Debbie?
Yeah, well, I just saying that, there's somebody said, we don't know who, that feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a gift and not giving it.
Yeah, entirely.
So we appreciate the folks out there who are actually grateful for CKUW. And today is a good day to show your support by pledging. One of my favorite pledge amounts is the 95.9.
Yes, absolutely.
$95.90, and you get it. It's 95.9 FM radio. And for that, you get that wonderful friends card we talked about earlier. You get a T-shirt and a toque.
Speaking of, I should go on WhatsApp during the next music thing and contact some of my personal friends who always donate. I said that wrong.
You get a tote bag,
yes,
or the toque. Right.
Yeah.
I just said that wrong.
Yeah.
So that 95.9, it would be great if you. It would be great for you to call in right now, 204-774-6877, and make that pledge. Whatever works for you to show your gratitude,
and
wrap
Anna,
up that gift,
yes,
and then give it.
Anna, Jamil, where are you? Are you listening? I know that you're regular donors every single year, and we always appreciate that. And I know when the time comes, it'll come through. And Anna, my good friend Anna just took a brand new position as executive director over at Thrive. And the unfortunate thing is with Thrive is they had a massive water flooding in the building, and they had to.
It's tough.
Yeah, and their new building isn't ready to move in yet, but. She stepped into the position, and 3 days later, had a massive flooding, and it was really
tough.
Yeah, because Char would always go over there on Mondays and get look at what they had for clothes and stuff, and just we won't be handing out clothes for a good number of weeks.
A little while. No.
But I'll just go over a few names that we've had on this year. Again, Leah's one of those from way back. We've had. Ian Carato, who is the gentleman who works for Youth for Christ down on Main Street there. He's a really informed gentleman, and they work with the youth of the city. Irene Craker, one of my favorite people out there with Steinbeck Community Outreach, and she was on talking about what they do in Steinbeck, and they're into a phase of building a brand new building out there. But they do such good work. You'd think like a town of Steinbeck, there wouldn't be a lot of homeless in Barbie, but, excuse me, Steinbeck is a wealthy little city. But it's also expensive for folks who are making minimum wage or on welfare, and so there are more people than you can imagine that are using the food banks and the churches as help just to get by. And Irene Craker is the executive director of Steinbeck Community Outreach, and they do such wonderful work. And we have to have her back on again soon and talk about how things are going with the project. One of my favorite people in this world and in Winnipeg, and we kind of argue a lot. We're like brother and sister sometimes because we don't always agree on things. And she used to be the CEO of Shalom and was the premier's housing advisor, and now is with another organization. I can't remember the name, but she's also in housing. Tessa Blakey Whitecloud, one of the more brilliant folks in this city. And she was a senior advisor to the province and WAB on homelessness, but has moved on. But again, she's one of the smartest people I know, and her and I, we go for lunch, but we tend to get into some good arguments or discussions about the housing programs and all that kind of thing. And here's Raging Grannies. I was not here for that show. I was out of town. I think at a conference or something. And you want to talk about Raging Grannies?
Oh
for a
yeah.
Second?
Well, we came in and sang some songs. About,
awesome.
About poverty, about needing homes. So,
yes.
Yeah, it was fun. It was a fun show.
Do you make up your own?
I don't know if you know, but there is a proposed city bylaw that is going to, that proposes to put the kibosh on any kind of protesting.
Yes. That one really
hit. And there's a demonstration about that on Tuesday.
That one really hit me hard because what it's doing is they're saying you can't protest here, you can't protest here, you can't protest here, you can't protest here. There's like 10 different places that you can't protest. And what it's doing, it's really nudging up against the freedom of speech, right?
For sure.
And I don't know, every time our city turns around and makes a policy, a new bylaw, it just hurts people. And I am so so against this. I'm going to be part of a couple of organizations. I don't protest myself.
Well, you know, Sherry Rollins?
Yes.
Who is one of the Winnipeg City Councilors. She actually wrote an open letter on this proposed safe access to vulnerable infrastructure bylaw.
Yes.
And she says that it's a significant shift in how we regulate free speech, protest, and assembly in the city of Winnipeg. It is just wrong.
It is. She said that?
Yes, she did.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I guess
it differs from previous bylaws adopted elsewhere in Canada in scope and in enforcement.
She is one of the few councillors then that we know will have her vote then.
Mm-hmm.
But it's already passed though, and that just tells me that other councillors have already put their names behind this.
Yeah. It makes you wonder.
My goodness.
So the grannies are going to be at that demonstration. I'm trying to remember. I think it's 8:45.
Okay.
By City Hall. Maybe the last time we can demonstrate there.
Absolutely, because you're not supposed to.
On Tuesday.
How can you not protest at City Hall? How can you not protest at the ledge? And those are two areas where you're not supposed to protest.
So
but this is where you need to protest.
So come join us Tuesday, 8:45.
Yes. Oh, my goodness.
February 17th.
Yeah, the two major areas where you would protest, they're saying, no, you can't. And it just tramples. They make a bylaw on the encampments. And don't get me going here. They make a bylaw on encampments that infringes on the human rights. They tell the campers, they give them 10 areas where they can't camp, which is basically says...
Pretty much everywhere.
Pretty much everywhere, and makes camping a crime in that case. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying that people cannot protest at the places where you need to protest.
Mm-hmm.
And this sounds a little bit like Russia, you know.
It's sounding very oppressive.
Very oppressive, and I simply don't get it. And turn it around, and guys at City Hall, and how would you like this was perpetrated on you, and you could not, okay, you cannot go in the media anymore. You know, I just simply don't understand between the buses and the transit system and this in particular. I think there's going to be a lot of people losing their seats in City Council.
Yeah, the City Council needs to hear our voices. And
they do.
And this is CKUW 95.9 FM.
It is.
It's a great place for you to find out what's happening in our community.
And guess what? Why it's important that you support so we can talk about issues like this.
Exactly.
You know, and you know we do. And I'm not shy about speaking on things. Because we have to, and this is a place where I can do that, and besides getting on Facebook and all the other social platforms and being loudmouth, but folks,
So I mentioned before the 95.9, which is my favorite pledge level. For anybody who's interested in the incentives for the different pledge levels, at $125, which is what is that $12.58 a month?
Yep,
you can get a t-shirt with Natalie Mark's wonderful design, a toque, and the French Friends card. So we are hoping to hear from some folks this morning to meet Al's goal and to meet the goal for the fund drive.
The phones are uncomfortably silent right now.
Yes, we need to hear the ringing. So 204-774-6877.
And hang in there, folks. We'll be back in about 2 seconds. And give you time to, you know, phone in and give our cell phone people your credit card number.
And we have some more Rain Hamilton coming up.
Right.
Sidewalk, but it's not for standing on. They say you're standing wrong. They say to leave this place. Here, the homeland of your ancestors, this place you have a right to, this place you came tonight to be, a person in a crowd. A person in a crowd. Matter.
targeting the people. You surely should protect landing blows that sting with history. If the government did this to me, who would I trust? Let us hear it matter.
And that was the wonderful Rayne Hamilton from her album Brave Land. The song is called It Matters, and she told us that she wrote that after an indigenous woman, I'm forgetting the name, was arrested because she was standing on the sidewalk during one of those Winnipeg Jets whiteouts.
Oh, I remember, yes.
And and so that's what this song is about, and it's the wonderful Rayne Hamilton with Quentin Bart on double bass and Nathaniel Felicitas on cello and Lloyd Peterson on drums.
And, you know, again, the city tends to look at itself as a human rights city, but then we do stuff like this, and True North talks about, and does good things in the community, but at the core, we're doing stuff like this, you know, and moving people out of the area when there's a whiteout in the playoff games, and everybody's got a right to be there. I simply question some of the stuff that goes on, and this is a real, I think, a black eye in the on the face of the city when they do stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
It just again, every single time the city turns around and does something for the vulnerable, it hurts the vulnerable, and this is just one of those things where rights are being trampled on again, and it's a shame that we are living in a city that does this kind of thing.
So it's about 11:33, a lovely day outside, current conditions at the Forks -3, and we have hit zero here at the University of Winnipeg weather station.
Not bad for February, right?
But
not mine.
That means we just got another online pledge
for all
right. Oh, we got all another right. online pledge. Excellent.
JP pledged $30.
Thank you, JP.
Yeah, thank you, JP.
We're grateful.
And nice to hear that sound.
So the total is now?
$25,751. Thank you so much, JP. We're going back to some of our guests that we have. We just got through a couple of them. Monica Ballantyne, a lived experience person like myself, who is the coordinator of lived experience at Shalom. She was on talking about her story of homelessness and addiction. We need to hear those stories more on this show than I actually have folks on. It's something I got to work on a little harder. We have had End Homelessness in Winnipeg on, and Vince Spence, who's a community coordinator. They do good work, and just hired at our academy yesterday, we were introduced to their new CEO, who is Jennifer Rattray, who was with the University of Winnipeg for years and in positions here. and a real gangbuster. I think she's going to be a force in this city. Ali Raposo, my good friend and coordinator with the Human Rights Committee of Council with the City of Winnipeg, her and I spent a lot of years together. We started the very same day, and I left after 6 years, and she's got the position of the coordinator. And I started making noise in other positions because I was on that committee, and being the voice for the vulnerable out there, where she continued on with the city. I'm happy for her in that regard. Tom Sims for the Manitoba Seniors Equity Action Coalition, a group that I'm with. Seniors seem to get a bad shake all the time too, and have a really, really tough time getting through and getting by. And Tom is and the group I'm with, their community action group, is has got a strong voice, and they have have a little bit of an in with the province, and kind of make noise here and there. But these are the kind of people that we have on the show, and people that do things and can make a difference. And Aiden Enns, the executive director of the John Howard Society, another really valid organization that helps folks exiting prison or jail, and they are the kind of the halfway house type of place, and have a lot of programs over there that we heard about. Debbie.
So, I know that even in, it doesn't matter, good times or bad times, we know people give because you meet needs, not because you have needs. So we are meeting the needs out there of giving voice to people with lived experience, to people with positions of power.
Yes.
And everything in between. That's a stupid way to put it. Just say that better for me, Al.
Yes. Exactly.
So people can meeting needs here at CKUW, we appreciate them. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple of ways you can contribute to this fund drive this year. You can contribute to the phone online. Mm-hmm. So the phone number is 204-774-6877. It would be great to hear that phone ringing today.
We want to hear that little alert. Beeping go off too.
We're just about $300 away from $26,000.
Yes. And so just $250 actually.
Just three generous donors of $100 each.
Yes.
Would put us over that little hurdle, and that would be great. And so, and for folks who would prefer, you can donate and get a tax receipt. So you can get a tax receipt that's for this year, 2026, and it comes from the University of Winnipeg Foundation. And
I'm happy to see the Winnipeg Foundation is involved. And
yes, and we very much appreciate those donations, because a little bit goes a long way here. A lot goes even further.
Absolutely, I always say, if you dig into your couch, you find couch change there. We will take couch change. We won't take beer cans. You have to collect them and cash them in. Mm-hmm. But we will take couch change for sure. Mm-hmm. And again, anything over $35, you get you will get a a prize, or not a prize, but
an incentive.
Incentive, sorry, or a tax receipt. So your dollars won't go for nothing. Besides the show, you'll get something to an incentive to wear or to buy or get a discount card and all that kind of stuff, or a tax receipt, which everybody always needs.
Yeah, and maybe in addition to talking about the tax receipt, the receivable donations, for those who do like the incentives, $180 gets you a hoodie as well as the friends card. And I'm wearing my hoodie right now. I wear it all the time.
Oh, nice.
It's very good quality. I think it's made in Canada, and
beautiful black,
and it's cozy. Hoodies are really nice things to have. Mm-hmm. It's a kind of a Western Canadian thing, right?
It is.
So on a day like this, it's almost all you need going outside. It's a great. So $180 for the hoodie and the card, or any tax receivable donation would be most welcome.
And if you like what we do here, never mind if. We know you like what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I love the opportunity to be able to sit here behind the mic. And
you've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I'm coming on 9 years in May, I think it is. Rob tells me. I never thought I'd make it past the first year. And now we're, you know, another year and we're at 10 years. So I think that's my, probably my goal. Not many people get that 10-year pin, but it'd be good to do that. And to think all those shows and all that talking, sure, you know, we miss shows and put archive shows on, but to be able to come in front of you every week and, you know, talk.
And if you're interested in being on the show,
yes,
I'll be delighted to hear from you. A lot of people are scared, but really it's just having a conversation here, and it just happens to go out in the airwaves.
Absolutely, and it's like, if you know me, you know how I speak, and it's just like you and me talking across the table having a coffee, except there's two mics in between. That's mm-hmm. it. And we're just having a conversation, and I always like to think that the guest leaves in a better state of mind than when he walked in.
And, do you think being on the show changes people a little?
I think it does. You know, what it does, I've seen it in a few of my guests, where it all of a sudden they're feeling a lot better about themselves because they actually came on. I actually was on radio, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. yeah, on our small little show here. But it does make a difference in people's lives mm-hmm. sometimes, because sometimes, you know, especially people with lived experience, they need that boost, that empowerment. And being on radio and having your voice out there being heard is really, really good mm-hmm. for confidence and, mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I got started on the Mondays, I was kind of fearful of doing what I was doing. I was on some show on Monday morning. I can't remember. It was a community show, I think. And it just built my confidence enough so I could actually have my own show. And what it did for me personally is it helped me move forward when I was sitting on committees and boards. It helped me speak up. Mm-hmm. And so, because all of a sudden you're used to, you know, you are talking all the time. And I think it gives you just a little more wisdom. I'm not sure that's a word, but how to speak, and, mm-hmm, you know, mm-hmm. and what words to say and what words not to say.
And I think, you know, that's an important part of our community radio mm-hmm. is the volunteers mm-hmm. grow and learn as they work here at the station.
Yep. Yes, folks. I do not get paid for this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is a strictly volunteer, which makes your donation even, you know, greater. We need to mm-hmm. Pay our valuable management team and produce and all that kind of stuff. And mm-hmm.
And you're helping a lot of young voices on this radio station as well. Mm-hmm. So
In a couple of weeks, we're going to have a former homeless youth on again. We've had one or two in the past from mm-hmm. Ray, and we're going to have another one. Mm-hmm. And so those are really, really interesting stories that young people, you know, have to speak about, because they're really, really tragic. And I don't, there never should be a homeless youth on the street.
No.
Anyway.
Turning 18 and then having to go out in the street is a terrible, terrible.
Because we have a government that doesn't have an exit plan for youth. Mm-hmm. After decades and decades, they still don't have one.
Yeah.
And so it's really sad. But you know what? We can talk about these things on the show. And I'm always happy to do that. My homeless experience has given me motivation to speak about these things, because I know, you know, how bad it is out there and how bad it is to live in poverty. And poverty for me is as traumatic, if not more traumatic, than homelessness ever was, because you have responsibilities. Let's just talk about our just for a second, for another music break. We are now at $25,721. No, that went up. That went up to $51 because we got a $30 donation mm-hmm. from JP. So we're at $25,751 for the radio station. And keep them cards and letters coming in, folks, because we desperately need it to keep going.
So again, the call, 204-774-6877, or go online to fundrive.ckuw.ca. And we're going to hear from Rain Hamilton again
right.
with a song called Try.
Some days I feel a tap on the shoulder, awake and I open my eyes. All that I know of this earthly arrangement hovers
stilling my body. Is this the place where we lay down our burdens, where all of our slates are made clear, where all of our hearts will dance, lilting courageous, where courage is born out of fear? Step now, my darling, one foot then the next, the earth will receive you.
Folks, we're back on of No Fix, the Hope Alley of No Fixed Address show for the last little bit here. Debbie, we were going to talk about something. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk about...
What I have to do is say, you know, a big thank you to our manager, Rob Smith, here for actually giving me the opportunity way back in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And being a good support, and I remember... Once or twice he's had to come in when I had dead air, and Rob came in and sat across, and we talked about stuff and about the radio station and all that. That was Rain Hamilton again, by the way, a really good local artist. This is Fun Drive 2026. We need your help. And if you like listening to this show, please consider donating whatever you can. I know you like listening to the show because you're listening to it right now.
Right.
I'm supposed to not use that word if.
So, it's one of those words that slips out. It's so small.
So we're going to delete that one. But, you know, we've had so many great guests on the show, and you know, people really enjoy it. And, you know, I've had even my good friend Vivian Santos in the past, who's a city councilor, that her and I fought like cats and dogs in the early years of Hope Alley. But she's been on about three or four times. My good friend Cindy Gilroy, who's probably my best friend I would say Vivian is, but Cindy and I communicate a lot. And Cindy and I disagree on so many things, but we're good friends. And And, you know, I said, Cindy, you know, I'm going on air today, or I'm going on Hal's show or my show, and I'm going to be speaking about this issue that you pushed forward, and you're not going to like what I have to say. And she says, Al, never mind. We need you. We need your wisdom of your experience. So, you know, it's nice when people, you know, at City Hall can appreciate what we say. But do they listen? I don't know. It seems so hard because every decision they make seems to be the wrong one. And right now, folks, we're dealing with a protest. What's it called again?
Oh, the there's a proposed new bylaw about nuisance protests.
Nuisance protest. Is there such thing as a nuisance protest? That's another thing. But and they're eliminating areas where people can protest. You can't protest at City Hall. This bylaw says you can't protest at the legislature. Where else are you going to protest? You know, government policies, right? Down by the river somewhere. I don't know. I have a really difficult time with that. But you know, this is what the radio show is about too. So we can talk about this kind of stuff. And I know a lot of my listeners are on that advocacy bend, same as myself, or activist bend even. And so this is the station. I would really appreciate hearing from folks. And you know, if you want to be on, if you're an activist or an advocate and you want to be on the show and have a voice, I would welcome you on the show. No swearing. Tell the truth. that's what we talk about around here. And every once in a while, I have to tell the guests, okay, none of that, you know. But
right.
Yeah.
It is a family show.
It's a family show.
Do you think some kids listen?
I think so. Yeah, I do. Students, anyway.
Especially youth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Students, mm-hmm. anyway. Mm-hmm. We're going to end this thing in really short order, but just a couple other. Guess we've had Heather Emberley, a children's author, book author from
Unitarian Universalist Church.
Mm-hmm. The church that Debbie is actively mm-hmm. involved in, mm-hmm. Who spoke about, you know, the church issues and vision, as well as the book that she wrote. Mm-hmm. My good friend Jacob. Mind blank. A person with lived experience, he's been on a number of times in a really strong voice, and he's not in the city anymore. He's out at Skaking, but doing a really good job out there. Debbie and I talked about a piece I wrote on poverty, dimensions, and all the traumatic aspects of poverty, and it's, we have to do that again because poverty is such a horrible experience. And we need people to know, you know, what people living in poverty go through. And actually, a friend of mine said, well, I think people in poverty should do this and this and this. I said, wait a second here. Let me explain what that is. Let me explain to you about poverty and
what it does to you.
And what it does to you. And that person had a totally mm-hmm. change of heart on what poverty was. And, you know, they just assume that people can go ahead and get out of it by themselves and all that kind of stuff. And there's so much stigma towards it, towards people living in poverty. And for me, again, it's more traumatic than homelessness was, because when you're living in a residence, you have responsibilities of the person you're living with and the animals and providing food and rent at the same time, and it doesn't work. Lots of times it just simply doesn't work. Al and Debbie also talked about my symposium series. Again, we'll talk about that again Wednesday. There's going to be another one coming up in April. Nidinwaymack, Chantel, a person with lived experience from Nidinwaymack, who is a really enlightening guest, and she's part of a lived experience group that I'm, you know, founding again. And I sincerely enjoyed having her on. Adam Delwin, a person with lived experience and a person who has a really big interest in building tiny homes for folks and eliminating homelessness in that area. Really interesting character. And last week we had Sean Ledwich, a case manager at Ray, and dealing with at Ray's the
resource assistance for youth.
Yes, exactly. And
yeah,
again, that huge problem of youth homelessness is crazy. Over the years, we've had some really remarkable guests on, and you know, it's and we just talked about Sherry Rollins. She's been on the show as well mm-hmm. in the past. And, mm-hmm. If you enjoy our guest list and people that we have on, and not if, but I know you do, is that if word again, please donate and look in your couch for change. We know things are tough. We absolutely know that, and we appreciate every single
every amount is welcome. Yeah. And for $35 or more, you can either get a tax receipt or one of the wonderful incentives. That $35 gets you a friend's card, and I use it all the time, actually.
Exactly.
It pays you back.
And you know, and by donating to the station, you're donating to the show, and this show is all about helping and advocating for those on the street.
It's a very important part of the community.
And in poverty, and every once in a while, you know, I'll get a comment that tells me that we do have some reach, you know, and I'll get that, and it's like, whoa, you know, that's really cool that we're actually reaching people. And again, getting to ears that need to hear, right?
Well, so as we wind up today, we invite you to call 204-774-6877.
Please do.
And you can go online to Fundrive, FUNDRIVE.CKUW.CA.
And my friend Jamil says he's going to be donating shortly.
Excellent. So thank you all for everybody who's contributed. We'll push that up over the $26,000 today, and we'll be back again next week.
Absolutely, folks, and have yourself a great week, and be kind. Buy that extra coffee at Tim's or Robin's.
Even though it's a lovely day, it's still important to keep warm.
Yeah, if you got to be out there, it's not a warm day. And, you know, I do some work down at the library these days, and I just see frontline how much people suffer, you know. And it's
so even a smile,
you know what?
Saying hi.
I always say this one story. I used to walk all the way from my car at McPhillips and William all the way to a Tim's on St. James Street down by Polo Park, because I wanted to see this one person smile and talk to me. You know, the tiniest thing can make a difference. So, you know, be kind, smile, don't make that person invisible, but say a kind word, something that will, you know, lighten up their day.
It doesn't crossing the street to come to the station today, I got a fist bump with somebody who had a sign saying he needed help.
Yes.
So
there you go. You know, people are everywhere. They truly suffer out there. Be kind, and we'll see you next week. Just in time. Well, I know you'd be getting a couple more bucks in, Rob.